Money FM 89.3, best of the breakfast huddle.
So we've been reading a lot of reports about how the distribution of TraceTogether tokens are currently underway, right? And it's been quite active. Just a few days back, it was announced that the distribution of the tokens will be progressively expanded to about 100 locations island-wide. We're looking at places like malls and community centres.
Yeah, but have you ever considered these tokens in relation to video technology?
Ooh.
Yes, am I piquing your interest? And how comfortable would you be with the idea of video technology being extended to electronic contact tracing tokens?
Well, I'll tell you what, I'm going to save my judgment. I know this question was answered in Milestone Systems' recent study titled Video Technology Amid COVID-19. So let's try and get some answers how video technology is related to contact tracing tokens and, you know, the kind of steps that businesses will need to take to ensure consumers remain receptive. We have on the line Benjamin Lowe, Vice President, Asia Pacific, Milestone Systems. Benjamin, good morning. How are you?
Hey, good morning, guys. I'm doing really well.
All right. That's good to hear.
Yeah, that's fantastic. Okay, great. You're so peppy this morning. All right. So Milestone Systems have recently announced the findings of this video technology amid COVID-19 study. And It's highlighted the changing views and behaviors towards video technology now and in a post-COVID norm. So first of all, when you use the words in the study, video technology, what were you referring to?
Well, I think, you know, we're talking about any businesses, whether it's retail or logistics, using video technologies to enhance and to protect their business. So, you know, it could be using things like thermal imaging cameras, facial recognition and stuff like that, you know, that's deployed in different facilities to help them to, you know, to do maybe temperature checkings and things like that.
How is this study that you've conducted, the findings, aligned to the fact that Singapore introduced the Digital Resilience Bonus earlier this year? So the idea, of course, helping to uplift businesses' digital capabilities in that sense.
Mm-hmm. No, I think this is definitely in line with what our government is trying to do. You know, the Resilience Bonus and the ADS scheme, it helps to fund integrated advanced digital solutions, right? And if you look at a lot of retailers today, you go into malls, you can sense that sometimes they are struggling to contain the number of people going in, or whether it's handheld devices they're using. You know, sometimes you can see them struggling, it's not working well, they're trying to press the thing number of times. I think businesses need help. They need to be able to make it as manual-free as possible to protect us, to protect the consumer. And I think this is where all this bonus scheme comes in.
Okay, sometimes, you know, we hear about these studies and things and we think, all right, but why did they do this? Your company, Milestone Systems, why did you come up with this study in the first place? What does it mean to you?
Well, you know, for Milestone Systems, we are about video technologies and, you know, about how can we use video technology in the betterment of society and in the betterment of business, right? So, you know, a few months ago, we were thinking about it and said, okay, you know, video technologies has always been, especially in the consumer space, a little bit of bad vibes. Like people are saying, okay, oh, you know, I'm going to use video technologies to capture you. Is it good? Is it bad? And what are the perceptions about that? And, you know, especially during this COVID time. And so we wanted to do a sort of a before and after kind of survey to see and sense what are people's changing perceptions about using video technologies today versus, you know, say 6 months ago or a year ago.
Okay, so what is the contrast? I mean, were people more receptive before COVID?
I think people are, you know, most people knows, or most Singaporeans know that video technologies are necessary, especially in today's world. But based on the findings we've gotten, right, 8 in 10 Singaporeans are actually very receptive to the usage of video technology today, you know, especially around thermal imaging cameras and cloud management video analytics, right? And I think the key word is it has to be underpinned by health benefit. Health benefit meaning, you know, it's doing something for them, it's helping to keep them safe. You know, when that is an assumption, we see that more Singaporeans are actually okay with that.
Yeah, so what I'm interested in is obviously one of the big words that comes up around this is privacy. And I suppose there's a line, isn't there, that people are over which people are willing or not willing to accept. What I've got in my mind is this week we heard about this story involving H&M, the retailer, and it was under fire for the way that it was tracking employee behavior. So they said, well, we're having an informal chat with you, but then they used that data. And they, you know, there's a bit of upheaval about that. Now, I know this is not quite the same, but do you sense from your study that there are some things people are willing to accept, but only to a point?
Yeah, absolutely, right? I think the key thing to us and to a lot of people that we talk to is actually transparency. You need to be transparent when video or data is being captured. You need to state, you know, whether in your in the way your business is collecting data, how do you use it? How do you analyze it? How do you dispose of it? I think when consumers and when people know what they're doing with it or what the data is being used, they actually have a higher sense of acceptance around this.
But transparency usually only happens when you have that interaction, when you're closer to the situation in that sense. What I'm trying to say or what I'm trying to ask is, apart from that, is there a broader or wider public education that can be done to teach the public on the benefits of video technology and, of course, the privacy protection?
Yeah, we are constantly doing that. And, you know, in our industry, a lot of our companies are also working on the ongoing education about, around video technologies. Because most consumers, you know, first impression about video technology is, oh, you know, it's going to be used to capture me doing something bad or to record me illegally, right? And I think video technology can be expanded in so many ways. It can help to track, to queue management. It can help business to integrate with analytics to look at consumer behavior. It can do so many things. It's not just about preventing people from doing something. It's actually benefits are going into enhancement of users' activities, enhancement of looking at awareness of how different people, especially in retail, you know, how do they, where do people go when they go into a mall? Do they go to the left side or the right side? Or what do they do inside the mall? You know, things that actually can enhance business in many, many ways. And I think a lot of consumers, they don't realize that.
Yeah,
I think it's scary because it's very, you know, if you add that with the algorithms that come with, you know, body language and whatnot, it becomes a very predictive technology in that sense. And that and that can be quite scary.
Yes, I can sense that. But, you know, I think a lot of people did not realize it. Actually, when video technology is being captured, what most technologies are interested in is not actually your face. It's actually in the metadata that's captured, right? So there's actually the video technology itself. Once they capture it, if they want to do any deep analysis around it, they actually will mask off your face, and it's just they're only interested in the certain attributes of the data itself. So, you know, honestly, many times your face is not even they're not interested in how you look like or whatever. It's more about what you're doing, right?
I totally get what you're saying, yeah, Elliot. They're not interested in your face.
My perfect centre buttings are more.
We're speaking to Benjamin Lowe, Vice President for the Asia Pacific region at Milestone Systems. And just to reiterate, Milestone Systems conducting this study on the use of video technology amidst this COVID-19 pandemic. Okay, so obviously there's the benefit of using, let's say, a thermal imaging scanner, which is integrated with video technology for your employees coming into your building or going into a mall. But is there an argument that this really works?
Yeah, absolutely. I think the technology works. It's been working for a long time. The reason we're seeing a heightened increase in adoption is because precisely of what's happening today, right? And, you know, I think with a lot of video cameras manufacturers that are providing thermal scanning capabilities, I think the accuracy rate is probably in the high 90 percentile right now. And so, yeah, it's working really well.
Can I just ask, though, so when we introduced talking about this, we talked about how you could fuse video technology with tracing, trace together. I need to understand, how does this work?
Okay, so the Trace Together app is about identifying where you are, right? That's basically what the basic foundation is. So when you use video technologies, it's able to capture from a geo perspective the location you're in, you know, which side of the mall you're in and everything else. And actually, there's an ability for certain software to integrate with the Trace Together app. so that they can actually place you in specific locations based on where they capture you during the data.
Okay.
Then, I mean, Benjamin, what does this mean for the evolution of video technology? Right now, very useful for COVID. I think we can imagine that this potentially can be useful for the fight against dengue as well. What else are you seeing? What else are you hopeful for in the future?
Well, I think, you know, within Milestone Systems, you know, to us, video technology is actually part of the entire ecosystems of sensors that we're looking at. What we see in the long term is, you know, when you deploy certain sensors in the market, whether it's cameras or wind sensors or IoT sensors, you know, we have a national park authority putting in sensors, looking at trees, you know, to make sure they don't fall, or if they are weakened in the roots, you know, they can build sensors and collect sensors and alert the right authorities. So in our world, you know, we hope to see different sensors from different parts of the world coming in together and using the artificial intelligence, using the technology we have to provide a more safety society for our consumers and for our people and our public.
All right. We've been speaking with Benjamin Lo, Vice President, Asia Pacific at Milestone Systems. Thank you so much for taking the time this morning. Take care and stay safe, my friend.
Yeah, thank you.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download the SPH radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.